Disgraced former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is now a free man. President Donald Trump has commuted his prison term, but many state Republicans have denounced the president's decision. WBEZ's Tony Arnold has more on the divide between Illinois Republicans and their president over Blagojevich's treatment.
Illinois Republicans love to make Rod Blagojevich the punching bag, even when he was sitting in prison. It's part of the picture they have painted. Vote Republican because Democrats in Chicago and Springfield are corrupt, and Blagojevich is the epitome of that corruption.
Blagojevich Democrats said they'd support a special election and went back on their word. The people of Illinois embarrassed again.
That's a political ad from more than a decade ago. Fast forward to 2018, and Republicans were still using the same playbook. They attacked Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker for being on those infamous Blagojevich wiretaps. In fact, the Republicans' tactic was so successful, Pritzker had to pay for an ad just to respond.
But the truth is, J.B. Pritzker did not say anything improper, and he was accused of no wrongdoing.
But now, Illinois Republicans find themselves in an awkward spot because the Republican president of the United States just commuted Blagojevich's sentence. Here's Trump speaking yesterday afternoon.
He served 8 years in jail. There's a long time to go. Many people disagree with the sentence. He's a Democrat. He's not a Republican.
But that disagreement about Blagojevich's 14-year prison sentence did not come from Illinois Republicans, the ones who know Blagojevich best. In fact, the Illinois GOP chairman, Tim Schneider, said Blagojevich should serve all 14 years. And all five GOP congressmen from Illinois signed a statement yesterday saying they're disappointed in the president's commutation.
And it sends a bad message to people in this country that, you know what, you don't exactly have to pay your debt to society.
And Jim Durkin, the House GOP leader in Springfield, said there are many other criminals in prison more worthy of Trump's commutation than Rod Blagojevich.
I don't know what his game is, and I'm not going to try to, get into his head. I don't understand what his motivation is, but I think it's wrong.
Durkin ended by saying, Trump must not be concerned about winning Illinois in November's election. Regardless of Trump's motivations, does his action take the whole Illinois GOP playbook off the table?
The hard part with this is that the president of the United States is a Republican and he's doing this.
Pat Brady is the former chairman of the Illinois Republican Party. He points out there's a whole new corruption investigation underway in the state. It's ensnared some of Illinois' most powerful Democrats. In fact, the state GOP bought the domain, demcorruption.com. Blagojevich's face is not on the website. But Brady does have a suggestion for Illinois Republicans.
I think it's probably time for Republicans to just step back and see what Rod Blagojevich has to say about Democrats.
Meaning, let Blagojevich, a famously outspoken media hound, come back to Chicago and say what he wants about all the Democrats he feels have wronged him. Brady says that may be an unintended consequence of Trump's commutation, one that might actually help Illinois Republicans. Tony Arnold, WBEZ News.